Hi, my name is Luke. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from fear of man and pride. I was born in Canada and grew up as a what we call an MK or a missionary kid. My parents were both missionaries, so naturally, my five siblings and I grew up in the church learning about who God is. Unfortunately, all of this exposure to the church did not keep me from having a misunderstanding of being saved by grace through faith. Instead, I had a works-based faith. As a missionary kid, I often felt that I needed to be cleaned up and have a smiling face in order to best represent my family. Not only that, my parents working as missionaries meant that our family was financially dependent on the generosity of others. I didn't like the feeling of that dependence. And rather than look to God as my provider, I told myself from then on I would never rely on anybody for financial help. After my family moved to Dallas when I was in grade school, I made new friends who I often felt that I needed to impress. When my friends told me about pornography at a young age, I felt the pressure to watch it and to be in the know about what was the cool thing to do. As I had done in the past, I kept my sin hidden and I tried to be perfect as those who knew me as the missionary kid. After graduating from high school, I went to Criswell College in Dallas. Although I was attending a Bible college and pursuing a biblical studies degree, I continued to question whether God's plan was best for me, or even if it was true that he had a plan. By this point, my curiosity regarding pornography had become an addiction, and I was too prideful to let anyone know so they could help me. In 2013, my family went through a crisis which almost pulled our family apart. Rather than look to God for my strength, comfort, and guidance, I turned to my band-aid fix of pornography, and this time alcohol. It was shortly after this time in 2014 that I met a girl named Amy. Wanting to control the relationship, I encouraged her to become physically intimate with me early in our relationship. Shortly after this, my parents, who were mending their hurts of their own, encouraged us to check out a new church they'd found called Watermark. Amy and I started to go and learn about Christ's love together. It was at this point that we knew our physical intimacy was not what God had intended for our relationship. And so we decided in 2015 to start Regen. My first night at Regen, I felt totally exposed. I finally had to admit I had problems. I felt like I was finally where I needed to be, but I felt overwhelmed at the same time. I spent so much time relying on myself to fix all my problems, I was afraid to admit my pride and ultimately my lack of trust in who God says he is. Through Regen, God showed me that my life was out of control. I had spent so much time searching for healing from my hurts in sexual sin, control, pretending to be perfect, that I never understood that God was the one that was fully in control. And pretending to be perfect that I'd never understood, through Regen, I have learned that my previous cycle of pain, pornography, and regret would only leave me more hurt than I was before. I no longer need to look for satisfaction from life on my own terms. The very first time that I recognized my need for Jesus' sacrifice was when I was 5. At that time, I knew that I needed a savior, but I seem to have forgotten that along the way. It was not until my 20s that I truly came to understand that through Jesus' death on the cross, I could have a relationship with God. There was nothing that I needed to do to earn forgiveness other than trust in Jesus' sacrifice. Jesus knew no sin, but he laid down his life and paid for my sin of pride, fear of man, pornography, and control. That is the love of our Savior. God used this process of recovery to impact and begin to change me through each step. In step one, admit, I learned the freedom that comes from admitting my failures. Step two and three, believe and trust, I learned that I had several misconceptions about God and that he is the only one who has power over my sin. During inventory, I discovered the freedom in learning to verbalize the ways that I've been hurt and the ways that I've hurt others. In 5 and 6, I've learned the freedom of confession to a fellow believer, and then the deeper issues of idolatry. In step 7, follow, I came to the place where I could accept that God wants to continue making me into the image of his son, and that's what I'm made for. Step 8, forgive. I'm learning that forgiveness means giving God the full responsibility of the wrongs to me, and to pray for those that hurt me, that they would find the saving gift of Christ's sacrifice. Step 9, amends. I'm learning that part of God's grace to me is the process of making amends to others for the wrongs that I've done. In the last 3 steps, the Lord has shown me that walking these steps is my life's mission. It's in his refining process of making me into the man that he intends me to be. My walk with God has changed in some very meaningful ways. Where I once thought that church was just a Sunday activity and that had very little effect on the rest of my life, I've now seen firsthand the transformative work that genuine fellowship will make. I've learned the reshaping power of daily prayer for others. I have a group of 15 guys that love, support, and challenge me to deepen my faith. I have a voracious desire for God's word. When I share the gospel, it's not someone else's story, it's mine. It's how God changed me. God has taught me how to have healthy boundaries in my relationships. I have honest conversations with my brothers in Christ of the places I'm slipping, bringing things into the light early and often. 2 years after first coming to Regen to fix my relationship with Amy, I'm now married to her. And I must thank those in Regen for our regenerated relationship. Things are far from perfect, just in case you were wondering. But we're keeping short accounts and bringing in our community when things get off track. I've had the awesome privilege of having my first Regen leader as a co-leader in Regen. We're also in community with one another, and community is crucial to my recovery. Some areas of my old life are now gone. My desire to be right, my addiction to pornography and masturbation, my need to get up even with others. I'm now motivated by a desire for all people to enjoy the same recovery that I've discovered in Christ. I pray for my enemies. I see every interaction as a tool that God has given me to be a part of their recovery story. My name is Luke. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from the fear of man and pride. This missionary kid has come a long way, but it's not through my own power and strength. God is fully responsible for the transformation of my life.